It is morning time. New dawn. New day. New start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, loaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings and benefits attached to life. May that we exalted in the name of Jesus this morning, Lord. We come before the throne of grace just as we are, confessing every of our sins and iniquities, having nothing to hide. We hereby ask for mercy that you please, Lord, forgive every of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us, and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, praise on our body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. We therefore ask that you lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path, keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not in any way against your will for us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me in as I still open my Bible to Genesis chapter number 3, the place we have been reading for the past two episodes now. Genesis 3, from verse 14 through to verse 19. And I'm still reading from the King James Version of the Bible this morning. God bless you as we follow the readings. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Hallelujah. This is the third episode, episode number 3, on the topic curses. Curses. After talking about the meaning of curses, and yesterday I spoke concerning facts about curses, some things that are, you know, so real concerning curses. One of them that I did mention yesterday was a curse on someone, if it's not broken, can live forever. A curse that is upon any man, if nothing is done, it can remain forever. I also told you, every curse, no matter what it is, attracts a specific demon to promote, enforce it at every point in time. And I told you, every sinful act of indulgence, every sinful act you indulge in, you know, is a catalyst or a fertilizer for curses to prosper. I did mention that curses attract you to wrong people, and so on and so forth. Quickly this morning, I want to talk on the source of curses, that is, places where those who can pronounce curses, and the categories of curses. These are the two aspects I want to talk about this morning, as God helped us. Number one source, where curse come from. That is the reason why I still use this very first passage of the scripture, where curse is first mentioned. Before this, blessings has been mentioned severally in the scripture from chapter number one. But the opposite, I told you when I was telling you about the meaning of curses, that one of the first point I did made is curse is a direct, you know, opposite of blessing. Yes, direct opposite of blessing. So the first curse was pronounced by God himself, our maker. God, the maker of heaven and earth, pronounced the first curse, which we have read so far, since we have been, you know, dealing with this topic. God is number one source. Number two, angels do curse as well. Angels do curse. When you read your Bible very well, you will know that angels of God do place curse on either man or a place. I told you, a curse can be against man, can be against a place, can be against a thing. So, as the case may be, let's see what is done in the book of Judges, chapter number 5, when you read verse number 23. Because of our time, I have to rush. Curse ye Meroz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Can you see? The angels of the Lord cursed a city called Meroz in the Bible. He cursed that city and he cursed the inhabitants thereof. He cursed a place and cursed the persons in the city. So angels can curse. And I need not to tell you, if God can place curse and angels that place curse, then number three will be devil or Satan and the demons. Satan and the demons also place curses. They place curses. I must tell you that, as a matter of fact, one of the most strong weapon in the hand of darkness is curse. I will still show you. Don't let me talk much on that. Number four source, where curse can come from, is man. You and I, we can curse. You can curse yourself. You can curse fellow human beings. So human beings like you and I also place curses. When you are reading, you can read from the book of Ezekiel 21, verse 21. The Bible is talking about the king of Babylon with, you know, divination in his hand, and he's standing at the T-junction where two ways parted, at the head of the two ways. You know what is that means? You stand at three Y-junction, T-junction, to go and do something with divination, maybe horns in his hand, with a curse in his hand, a spell to cast spell. So man curses severely. When you read Judges 17, you see a man there that stole his mother's money, and the mother placed curse because the mother didn't know that he was the one that, you know, that stole the money. Though he later, you know, repented and brought the money back to the mother that, oh, mommy, this is the money that was stolen that you have cursed about. You can read from verse 1 of chapter 17 of the book of Judges. I cannot read because of time. And now quickly, I move to categories of curses. I categorize curses into three categories. All forms of curses, I categorize them into three categories. Number one category, I call it warning curses or lay down curses. Warning curses. What is warning curses? It's a kind of curses that is laid down, you know, for you to know your hand, even from the beginning. What do I mean by that? That is, these are the type of curses pronounced to, you know, to forbid going against the guideline, the principles of the land or the law of the land. Just like we say constitution. So the constitution is to prevent you know your right, know what to do, know what not to do. The good example of this is what we find in that Genesis chapter number 2, verse 15 to 17, where God put man in the garden of Eden and he told him, of every tree that is in the garden, you can eat except this tree at the center, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So what is the curse there? The God said, for the day you eat of this fruit, you will die. That is a curse. That was the reason why immediately they both ate of it, they actually died, because it was then they knew that they were naked. It was then that the divinity, you know, the divine nature, original nature of God in man disappeared instantly. So that is what I call warning curse. When you are reading Deuteronomy chapter number 28, that chapter of the Bible is having about, I think, 60-something verses. And in that 60-something verses, only 13 verses speak about blessing from verse 1 to verse 13. From verse 14 to the last verse was speaking about curses. Curse shall be this if you do this. Curse will be this if you do that. Curse will be this. Can you see? That is what I call warning curses. It is, you know, to make us behave ourselves. It's meant to show us severe consequences of going against the principle of the land. To go against the law of the land. To go against the, you know, the guiding principles that has been laid down. That is the first category. Number two category I call judgmental curses. Judgmental curses. What is judgmental curses that I'm talking about this morning? These are the curses that, you know, are laid down to, you know, these are the curses to, you know, to punish the offenders. Yes, as consequences for their, you know, disobedience or for the sins they have committed. These are the kind of curses with clause, the clause curses. I call it closed curses or judgmental curses. Just like we read in Genesis, our main text, chapter number 3, as we read from verse 14 and 17, when God was dishing it out to the serpent, the Bible says, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou have done this, do you see the clause? Because it has been done, because you have done this, then this shall be your punishment. That is it. Verse 17 also said, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Can you see? Because you have decided to obey your wife over me as your maker. So this will be your punishment. Judgmental curses or closed curses are to, you know, to punish the offenders as the consequences for them to feel the brunt of the evil or the error or the blunder or the atrocities they have committed. This is what the second category, you know, stands for. And the last one, the third category that I want to talk about this morning as I round up, is what I called weapon curses. Weapon curses or offensive curses, or you can call it attacking curses. What type of curse is a weapon curse or attacking or offensive curse? These are the type of curse that you engage in against someone before you attack him. When you read 1 Samuel chapter number 17, by the time you are reading verse 43, the Bible make it clear. Immediately Goliath, that giant, saw David coming towards him with staff and with sling. Then the Bible says he was talking to him. Am I a dog and this and you are coming? The Bible says he cursed him in the name of his God. Why did he curse David? It's because he want to use that curse as a weapon to weaken David through his gods. When you read Numbers chapter number 22 very well, from 22, 23, 24, you will read about a man called Balak, which is a king of Moab, and a man called Balaam, who's supposed to be a prophet of God, but that turns a diviner, a sorcerer. So the Bible said, when you are reading chapter 22 to be specific, verse 5 and 6, said Balak, because he was distressed because of the children of Israel, then he sent to call Balaam to himself, that come, there is a group of people that come out from Egypt. They are so plenty, they are so many. I'm afraid they can destroy, they have been destroying every kingdom they meet on the way. So please, come and curse them for me so that I can, overpower them. I can prevail against them. Can you see? They want to use the curse as a weapon. They want to use a curse as offensive weapon against, the children of God. And because of that, you know what Balaam did? They have to erected to curse. So that there are altars. Oh, we still get there. They erected 21 solid altars, 77 altars in three places in order to curse these people for using it as offensive weapon. Using it as weapon. That is what I call offensive curse or weapon curses. Bow down your heads. Talk to God this morning. Whichever curse it is that is upon you, if the curse affecting you is of God, it's only just to repent and plead for mercy. If it is that of angel, the same way. If it is demon, you can kick against that. You cry to God to destroy that today. If it is from man, you cry to God to destroy it, and it will be done. Talk to God this morning. Lord, here I am. I don't know under which curse I am operating from, but let your mercy speak loud and clear over my life today against every form of curse in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. You can reach out through the email johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through this line, +233-202-749-915. Exploit this very wonderful day in our ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.